I want current affairs from a Māori perspective. Eddie Uini set up Orange Sky. That's an organisation that cruises around and helps our homeless people, washing their clothes, offering them a chance for a shower as well. It's launching a third service in Aotearoa, the second hybrid laundry and shower van in Tāmaki Makaurau, to meet the demand for the service. Eddie, tēnā koe ko dai o tēnei. Ngā mihi nui kā koe, Eddie.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Yeah, good, Eddie. Hey, great to catch up with you. I've seen the vans around, man, and I'm sort of familiar that you help out those who are, you know, desperate and doing it tough. But there's a real pride, too, that exists, doesn't it, among our homeless people. But the fact that, you know, you're non-judgmental and can offer them a shower and, you know, a place to wash their clothes, they must really appreciate it. Where did the genesis for Orange Sky come from, Eddie? What made you set it up all those years back?
Well, I'm actually up from Rewa, or like from South Auckland, and I don't know if people remember, but about 4 years ago, one of the guys in our community that was on the streets actually passed away while he was sleeping on the streets and near the shop, and that's just around the corner from my house. So it kind of felt a little bit more personal. And when I found out, like, he was just, I was talking to his caseworker, she was mentioning how he was just too embarrassed to go to the doctors because he hadn't had a wash or a shower in so long. As he passed away from infection. I just wanted to help just going to the local laundromat, offering our services for free. And then, but then not long after that, we got a van that we could go and help not just Manurewa, but, the rest of Auckland and now Wellington as well.
Up on, mate. You do great work. What's the story behind the name Orange Sky?
Orange Sky is it's actually the name of a song. And the song is just, it's all about just helping your brothers and sisters. So we just thought it was pretty fitting for what we're trying to do as well.
You would know the situation of homelessness more than most. We talk to those in the Auckland City Mission, but most of us don't realise just how common it is for people to call the streets home. There's a wonderful whanaungatanga that exists with streeties as well that we're aware of, and many of them Māori, Eddie. So what would you say of these people how they roll, why they do what they do? Have you any thoughts about, the lives that they find themselves in, Eddie?
Yeah, look, like I think the thing that I've realised over my time doing this is that, and I know this can sound cliche, but I really believe that, like, people on the streets, it can happen to anyone. I know, like, for me, I've made bad decisions in my life, but I've been very lucky to have, I guess, the family and the support network around me. But a lot of people, especially on the streets, a lot of it comes from family breakdowns or just not having that support around you at the right time. And they just found themselves in the situation. And then from there, that's when, it can be really tough with the mental health and drug and alcohol being on the streets. So, I think it's really important for us to remember that it can be any one of us, and we all have our own stories or reasons of why we find ourselves in those positions. And, a big part of what we do is just the relationships that we build as well with people on the streets. And so, we get to hear a little bit more about why they're doing and how they're doing. And if we're lucky enough, they share a little bit of their life story as well.
Some of them pretty colourful characters, and, many of them are very bright people. Sadly, but the reality is many of them are Māori, Eddie?
Yeah, 100%. Like, the fact that, that Māori don't make a massive percentage of our community, but they're very largely represented in the homelessness community is quite sad too. I wouldn't know the number, straight number from the top of my head, but from what I see, 80% of people that, that we're supporting I'm Māori or Pacifica, so it's pretty tough to see, bro.
And you're working mostly in the city, or is this homelessness stretching out into the boobs now, bro?
The majority of us just are in the city, but we're definitely out south and out west, in the suburbs. With our service, we've also been supporting families during COVID that have been doing it tough, and they might have a roof over their heads, but potentially that $20 or $30 that they save at the laundromat is another $20 or $30 of food on the table. And there are some families that have been doing it pretty tough out in the suburbs as well. So we're really keen to support as many people as we can.
Okay, so people have been supporting you and this kaupapa as well. You're launching a third service with a second hybrid laundry and shower van in Tāmaki Makaurau. Mm. They must cost a bit to build these vans. And who are backing you in to, that you can now run a third unit? And how do you get by, mate? Because you've got to feed your kids too. So so is it under the umbrella of a trust? Who would you like to acknowledge for supporting Orange Sky, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, look, we've been really lucky in the support that we've gotten. So, yeah, we've had, like, some big sponsors that have paid for the vans and the running costs. So there's ones like QBE Insurance, the Hugo Charitable Trust, Simplicity. They've all, like, chipped in to keep us all running and to even, yeah, so we can get this third van out on the streets. But also, I mean, we've been really lucky in the money that's been raised, just even from the general public. So people that have done fundraising events, schools that have gotten behind us to raise money. So, yeah, every bit has really... honestly, in the 3 years that we've been operating, I'm blown away by, you know, the reach that we've been able to have and the fact that we're in Wellington and now starting to look at other towns as well. I just feel really blessed by the people that have been supporting us.
You know, I remember that circumstance where that fella died in Manurewa. Well, we were all saddened by it. But, you know, the fact that you noted and then did something about it, you know, big ups to you, Eddie. Obviously, you too... draw something or gain something from your giving. What would you say that is? What are you getting back to complement what you're giving out?
Look, man, I honestly gotta say, I probably feel like I'm probably the luckiest person on earth that this is what I get to do with my life is to be able to give back. I guess the country that gave me so much. And I just feel very blessed that, growing up, I was never really passionate about washing and showering, as I'm sure my poor mum could attest to. But, there's nothing I enjoy more than getting out with, my family's all involved, all the 200 volunteers that we have, just being able to do that with them and to support people. I just feel very lucky and blessed that this is the position that I've been able to find myself in. Yeah,
and some people living rough, you know, a decent scrub up and some clean clothes make them feel good too, eh?
Oh yeah, I think we'll never really understand the impact it can have on people. Like, yeah, just simple basic things that, you know, sometimes we can take for granted. But, you know, for a guy, I remember when we first started, he was telling me how he hadn't had a shower. This was his first shower in 3 months. It just kind of blows you away, like just how simple things can make can have such an effect on people. So yeah, it's been awesome to see. We might not end homelessness today with just our vans, but definitely making a difference in the lives of the people affected by it, for sure.
Big ups to you. This new unit, you're saying, where's it going to be utilised?
So our first ever van we launched in Auckland. We have a second one in Wellington. But this third one, we're launching in Auckland as well, just because the first van was doing 17 shifts a week, so it was really maxed out, and there was still another 200 people on the wait list of volunteers that were keen to support. So now with the second van in Auckland, we're actually able to get out further to more areas like further south, so down to like Papakura, out west as well, so like Glen Eden, Henderson, Yulin. So yeah, hopefully you guys listening to this might see, if you see a big bright orange van in your community, that's probably one of our first or our newest van getting out there to support.
Big ups, mate. You should be the Prime Minister. Good on you, Eddie.
I appreciate it, brother.
Okay, mate. Thank you, Eddie. Eddie Weenie from Manurewa, guys. Orange Sky, the name of that kaupapa. And, hey, what a neat thing to do. And what a neat kaupapa for him to promote. Pleased to have him on the show. Coming up shortly, Angela Edwards. We're talking